Welcome back, everybody. Tomid Yomi. Today we're up to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph 18a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. We had started a discussion about Megillas Tainis. These were the list of minor holidays where you are not supposed to fast, you're not supposed to give eulogies. So we're going to discuss a little bit more of that today. So Omer Rabbi said previously, Mitam Naya Be'atzof Mu'ada, from the 8th of Nisan until the end of Pesach, Itosif Chaga Deshuaya Adlo L'Mispat. So this is the date when Shavuos was settled, meaning they went against the Baitusim, who used to say, Admi Macharas HaShabbos, that you must start counting Sfira on Motei Shabbos, and you don't start it on the second day of Pesach like we do. We then established it in the proper way, and therefore we had a holiday on that day, and you are not allowed to eulogize or fast on those days. So ask the Gemara, Lama Liad Sof Moed, so why does Megillas Tainis need to say that you can't eulogize until the end of Pesach? Lema Ad HaMoed, say until the beginning of Pesach, Umoed Gufa Yom Tov Uvasar, and we know that on Pesach itself, that's considered a Yontif, and since it's Yontif, you're not allowed to do Hesped by itself, and you're not allowed to fast on those days anyways, so why do we need this overlap with Megillas Tainis? So answer the Gemara, Marav Papa Kedama Rav, because that which Rav says, Lo Nitzricha Ela Lesor Yom Shalafanav, Hachanami Lo Nitzricha Ela Lesor Yom Shalachorav. Just like before we had that Rav said that the difference between these Oraisa days like Yontif and these Derabanan days of Megillas Tainis is the days before and the days after, that we want to make sure that you're not allowed to go and do a eulogy even the day before or the day after when it comes to the Megillas Tainis day. Says the Gemara, Kiman, so who is this going like? This whole Shita within Megillas Tainis, who's this going like? Ki Rabbi Yossi Damar Bein Lefan of Bein La'achar Avasar. This seems to be going like the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, who says that the days before Megillas Tainis days, the days before these special Derabanan holidays, and the day after, you're not allowed to eulogize, you're not allowed to fast. Ihalki, but if this is so, Be'esr Metisha Nami. But if that's going to be the case, then the 29th of Adar as well. Ma'ir Yadahava Yomad Mekame Yomad Mitokam Tamida. So why does Megillas Tainis specify that it's prohibited to fast and to eulogize because it's the day before the day which the Karban Tamid was properly established, as we said the other day? Let us just say that it's the day after the 28th of Adar, which was also a minor festival, which was also in Megillas Tainis. So why don't we need it as its own day if it could just be the day after the 28th, the Tani, because it was taught in a Braisa? How do we know that the 28th is a special day? Then on the 28th of Adar, Asas Besur Tatav Dali Yudai, good things, good news came to the Jewish people, that they would not be removed by the government from studying Torah and from observing mitzvah. So therefore, because there was a special holiday that occurred on that day, a special miracle that occurred on that day that allowed us to continue studying the Torah, so the Rabbanan made it Isser to go and eulogize or fast on that day. What happened? Shapamachas Nigzra Gzera Yisrael, because one time there was a decree against the Jewish people, Shlo Yaskua Torah, that they should not be allowed to learn Torah, Shlo Yamulu Espenem, that they should not be allowed to do Bris Milo, Vesheichalu Shabbosos, and that they should have to violate Shabbos. Ma'asa Yudah ben Shemua Vachavirav, so Yehuda and Shemua and his friends, they had to figure out what to do, so they Hochu Venatlu Eitza Mimatronisa Achashab Kol Gdole Romi Mitsui Netzel. So they went to a certain woman who all of the important people used to spend a lot of time by, Amra Lahem, and she said to them, she said to Yehuda ben Shmu and his friends, Imdu v'yifigu b'layla, go and make some sort of public protest at night. Halchu v'yifigu b'layla, so they went and they did so, Amru, and they said, Ey Shemayim, O heavens, lo achim anachnu, are we not brothers? Lo b'nei ava echad anachnu, are we not from the same father? Lo b'nei em achas anachnu, are we not from the same mother? Ma'an nishtanenu miko uma v'lashon. So what are we different? Why are we different than any other language? Shatem gozun ralinu gzeres rose, that you're so evil to us. So they went and they made some sort of protest out in public at night, ubitlum, and because of this demonstration, the Romans said, okay, you know, we'll allow you to go do this. V'osu ayom asa'u yom tov. And it was on this day, the 28th of Adar, that they made some sort of yontif, and therefore you're not allowed to fast or eulogize. But what comes out from this is, why did it have to list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as a minor festival in order to go and say that the day before the 29th of Adar is going to be an issue? According to Rabbi Yossi, that the day before and the day after are an issue. So the 29th of Adar should be a problem because the 28th of Adar is a minor holiday, and the day after a minor holiday, you're not allowed to fast or eulogize. So that's why it should be us. You shouldn't need a separate thing for Rosh Chodesh Nisan, where we said the other day that the reason why it has to have Rosh Chodesh is because we need to have the day before and the day after. We already have the day after when it comes to the 28th, which would Asr the 29th. So why do we need all of this? So interestingly, no, we're talking about a situation where it's a leap year. And when we have a leap year, when Adar is a full month of 30 days, that's what we're talking about. That's when we're going to need it. So you have the 30th is going to be a problem because it's the day before the 1st of Nisan, which was its own special minor holiday. And the 29th is going to be a problem because it's the day after the 28th, and that's why it's going to be an issue. Rav Ashi gives a different answer. He says, Afilu Teima L'Chodesh Chaser, you can even say that Megillas Tainis had to list Rosh Chodesh Nisan as one of these special days, meaning to make the day before it Usher, even though, again, we're still going to have this thing Usher as the day after the 28th. I mean, the whole focus of this question is about the 29th, because we said that the reason why it needs to have Rosh Chodesh Nisan aside from being Rosh Chodesh, it's also a special holiday because we want to make the 29th Usher. But if we're having the 29th Usher, then just use that as the day after the 28th, which was also its own minor holiday. So the first answer is that we had a leap year, and that's why there's two extra days, so that's why we would need to have it in that situation. But comes Ravashi and gives a different answer. Ravashi Amar Afilu Temul Chodesh Chaser. Even if we're talking about a small month, meaning where the 29th should be Usher on both ends, it's the day after the 28th and it's the day before the Rosh Chodesh, because Kol Shel La'achar of Betan is Usher Behes Ben Musar. Because any day that we have restricted because of fasting, so the day after is going to be a problem with fasting, but for Hesped it's going to be okay. Meaning the day before is when we're going to have the issue of fasting and Hesped, but the day after you're allowed to do Hesped. So that's why we need to have the Rosh Chodesh as the special holiday, because that's the day before, and therefore the 29th is going to be Usher in Hesped and Tainus. If it was only based on the holiday that occurred on the 28th, you'd only be Usher to fast, but you would be allowed to do Hesped, and that's why it's going to be different. But since this day, the 29th of Adar, is between two minor festivals, two minor Yom Tovim, so the Rabbanan made it like a holiday itself, Afil Hesped Nami Usher, and therefore it's going to be Usher even on its own to do Hesped in that situation. Now comes the Gemara and continues to analyze Megillas Tainus. Amar Mar, we said previously, Mitam Naya Bevi Atzof Moada, Itosav Chagadishuaya Delon Mispa. We said from the 8th until the end of Pesach, we have a special holiday because that's when Shavuos was settled in its proper days, and therefore we said you can't eulogize or fast on those days. So says the Gemara, Lama Lila Meimar Mitam Naya Bevi, why does the Tana need to state from the 8th of Nisan, Lema Mitisha Bevi? Let us just say from the 9th of Nisan, Utim Naya Gufay Asar. And since eulogizing on the 8th of Nisan itself is going to be a problem, the Havale Yoma Di Itokam Beit Tamida, because that day was the day where they properly established the Karban Tamid, so that's already included in the other holiday, so why do you need to have it included in both of these types of sections, included in both of these types of minor holidays? Says the Gemara, Kevin Di Igu Mikol Milsa, so the Rabbanan answered, and the Gemara says that since if something were to happen on that day, Uvatlin on Leshiva, and they would abolish the seven minor festivals before that, meaning from the first day of Nisan onwards, if they would go and abolish that, Timnaya Gufay Asr, so eulogizing on the 8th itself would still be Asr, Dahavala Yomakama, Di Tosif Bechaga Deshuayas. So comes Gemara and says that we're afraid that maybe if the first set of holidays were Batel, if we got rid of those holidays, then the 8th would be left alone, so that's why we included the 8th in both. But ask Gemara, if that's the truth, and if that's the case, we're so worried about Hashta the Asr Lachi. Now that we've come to this conclusion that there are certain dates that are listed twice in order to, you know, give it a stronghold to make sure that these restrictions apply, because we're afraid that maybe something's going to be undone. So Esther Mitisha Nami. So on the 29th of Adar, we should say the same thing. Kevin Dilu Mikol Milso Batlinon LeEsther Mitumnaya. Then Esther Mitisha Gufe Asher Dahavale Yoma Demekame Yoma Di Tokum Tamidas. So now we can give an answer about the 29th of Adar that we said before. Meaning we were struggling to figure out why we needed both situations to tell us the 29th of Adar is going to be Usher. So the answer now could simply be that we're afraid that if one of them is going to be Batel, if one of them is going to lose its purpose for whatever reason, and it's not going to be a holiday anymore. So then we still have another reason, so that could be another answer to what we said. Fine. Anyway, our Mishnah gave a machlokas about the days listed in Megillas Tainus. We had a machlokas between the Tanakama or Rabbi Meir, which was Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi was one level stricter than Rabbi Meir, meaning Rabbi Meir said that when eulogizing was usher on a certain day, so the restrictions also extend to the day before, but not to the day after. But Rabbi Yossi said that it's going to extend to the day after as well. And Rabbi Meir said when fasting was usher on a certain day, nothing is forbidden either on the day before or the day after. But Rabbi Yossi said that fasting is going to be a problem on the day before, but not on the day after. So now comes the Gemara and says, who's the halacha like? Who do we paskin like? So Itmar, it was said, Rabbi Chiya Barasi, Amar Rav halacha k'Rabbi Yossi. The halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that when eulogizing, it's going to be usher on the day before and the day after, and when fasting, it's going to be usher the day after. Shmuel, Amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. And Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Meir, that we're more makil, that eulogizing is going to be usher on the day before, but not the after. And fasting is only going to be usher on that day. So it says the Gemara, Mi Amar Shmuel Hachi, does Shmuel really say this, that the halacha would follow Rabbi Meir? V'atani, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Ma Tam, Lomar, Behon, Behon, Shtei Pa'amim. So what does Megillas Tainus day teach us by saying the word behon, which means on them twice? Lomar lechatz, to teach us shehein asurim, that they are prohibited, lefnehem ulacharei mutarim, but the days before and the day after are going to be allowed. V'amar Shmuel halacha k'Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Shmuel says the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So how could it be that we're saying that the halacha follows Rabbi Meir if he's saying that it follows Rabbi Shimon Gamliel? So answer the Gemara, no. May ikara savar, because at first Shmuel thought kevin deleka tana demikol k'Rabbi Meir, since there's no tani that's more lenient than Rabbi Meir, amar halacha k'Rabbi Meir. First he would say halacha is like Rabbi Meir, but then given to Shammai, the Rabban Shimon, the Mekel Tfei. But once here, the Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel was even more Mekel than Rebbe Meir, meaning that he always said, no matter what, you're always only going to have that day as being usher for anything, and other days are not going to be a problem. Amar Allah, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Then he changed his mind. He said, Allah is going to be like Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel. Basically, Shmuel was very makil no matter what. So when he found a more makil shita, that's what he did, and he found the more makil shita. So we'll continue with this tomorrow. This is Yud Chesam and Aleph, 18 a.m. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.